To enjoy fell walking in the Lake District, you need to do so safely and responsibly. Please ensure that in addition to this podcast, you have the correct map, the appropriate Wainwright book, Book 3, Central Fells. You've checked the weather, and you've left a note saying where you're going, your intended route, and how long you expect to be. That you're wearing the appropriate clothing and footwear, that you are of good physical condition, and that you follow the countryside code. For more details about safety on the fells, please go to www.mountain.rescue.org.uk. The ascent from Grasmere takes in 1,100 feet of ascent and 1.5 miles. This is one of the very few hills where ascent and descent by the same route is recommended, the popular path depicted being much the best way both up and down. Instruction 1. Start of the walk. At the junction of College Street and Broadgate in Grasmere, head up Easedale Road, at the opening opposite Sam Reed Booksellers. You will pass the sign for Birthlip Howe, YHA, on the right-hand side, where you should press play again for the next instruction. Helm Crag may be the best known of all Lakeland fells, and possibly even the best known hill in the country. Generations of wagonette and motor coach tourists have been tutored to recognise its appearance in the Grasmere landscape. It is the one feature of their Lakeland tour they hail at sight, and in unison. But the cry on their lips is not Helm Crag, but the Lion and the Lamb, in a variety of dialects. Instruction 2. At Birthlip Howe. Stay on the road and you will come to a river and a bridge on your left-hand side, with Oak Lodge B&B on your immediate right. When you get there, press play. The resemblance of the summit rocks to a lion is so striking that recognition from several viewpoints is instant. Yet oddly, the outline most like Leo is not the official lion at all. In fact, there are two lions, each with a lamb, and each guards one end of the summit ridge, as though set there by architectural design. Instruction 3. At the bridge opposite Oak Lodge B&B. You should now be near the bridge and the river on the left-hand side. You should be able to see the wooden signpost for Easedale, Borrowdale and Helm Crag. Continue straight on past the entrance for Lancrig to the iron gate bearing a National Trust sign. Continue along this curving single-track road and walk towards the magnificent property, Little Parrock House, where you can play me again. The summit is altogether a rather weird and fantastic place, well worth not merely a visit, but a detailed and leisurely exploration. Instruction 4. At Little Parrock House. Continue past Little Parrock House until the road forks, and you spot the sign to Far Easedale and Helm Crag footpath. Follow this path and go through the wooden gate in front of you, until you see the sign with a yellow arrow for Helm Crag, where you can play me again. Indeed, the whole fell, although of small extent, is unusually interesting. Its very appearance is challenging. Its sides are steep, rough and craggy. Its top bristles. It looks irascible, like a shaggy terrier in the company of sleek foxhounds. For all around are loftier and smoother fells, circling the pleasant vale of Grasmere, out of which Helm Crag rises so abruptly. Instruction 5. At the yellow sign for Helm Crag. Turn right where the dry stone wall enclosing you opens out to the bottom of the fell. Follow the left-hand fork onto the fell to join the well-established path uphill. Play me again at the wooden fence platform at the top of this short rise. The fell is not isolated or independent of other, for it is the termination of a long ridge enclosing Far Easedale in a graceful curve on north and east and rising. Finally, to the rocky peak of Calf Crag, it drains quickly, is dry underfoot, and has no streams worthy of mention. Instruction 6. At the wooden fence platform. From the wooden fence platform, the path rises sharply to your left. Here we start to climb, following the stone staircase upwards with the dry stone wall on the right-hand side. At the top of this path, in the near distance, is Grasmere and Grasmere Village. The path levels out onto the flat again, and once you've reached a place to catch your breath or take in the view, play me again. The virtues of Helm Crag have not been lauded enough. It gives an exhilarating little climb, a brief essay in real mountaineering, and in a region where all is beautiful, it makes a notable contribution to the natural charms and attractions of Grasmere. Instruction 7. At the unspecified viewpoint. Cut a swathe through the bracken and follow the path, passing various spots where it looks tempting to sit down. Relax and enjoy. Continue on, and at one rocky outpost further up this path, away to your left, you will look down, and directly below are some farm buildings, and to the right is a waterfall in the fells, or fast-flowing beck. The path now starts to climb steadily upwards, towards the first large cairn, or pile of stones. When you get there, press play again. This is a splendid little climb. If it has a fault, it is that it is too short. But for the evening of the day of arrival in Grasmere on a walking holiday, it is just the thing. An epitome of Lakeland concentrated in the space of 2 hours, and an excellent foretaste of happy days to come. Instruction 8. From the first big cairn. Continue onwards and upwards until the path begins to widen to become a grassy channel. This then opens out onto a viewpoint where you can see the fells opposite the lake and village. From this viewpoint, pause for thought, have a drink or snack, and when you're ready to start off again, press play. In scenic values, the summits of many high mountains are a disappointment after the long toil of ascent. Yet here, on the top of Little Helm Crag, a midget of a mountain, is a remarkable array of rocks, upstanding and fallen, of singular interest and fascinating experience, that yield a quality of reward out of all proportion to the short and simple climb. Instruction 9. From the viewpoint. From the viewpoint, you are now on the final straight. The path we are now taking rises to our left up a narrow rocky pathway heading towards a series of boulders. From here, you can look back and see a sliver of Windermere and a glimpse of Esthwaite. Continue now all the way to the top. Play me again at the biggest boulder jutting high out of the ground, which is indeed the Lion.
The uppermost inches of Scarfell, Helvellyn and Skiddaw can show nothing like Helm Crag's crown of shattered and petrified stone. Indeed, its highest point, a pinnacle of rock, airily thrust out above a dark abyss, is not to be attained by walking, and is brought underfoot only by precarious manoeuvres of the body. This is one of the very few summits reached only by climbing rocks, and it is certainly, but not for that reason alone, one of the very best. Instruction 10. From the Lion. Well done. You are now finally at the top. Continue playing this podcast for a description of the summit. If you would like to listen to my final thoughts at a favourite viewpoint on this walk, pause me when I say the words. Now for some personal notes in conclusion. The summit ridge is 250 yards in length and is adorned at each end by fangs of rock overtopping the fairly level path. Between these towers there have been others in ages past, but all that remains of them now is a chaos of collapsed boulders, choking a strange depression that extends the full length of the summit on the northeast side. The depression is bounded by a secondary ridge, and this in turn descends craggily to an even more strange depression in appearance, resembling a huge ditch cleft, straight as a furrow across the breast of the fell for 300 yards, or, more romantically, a deep moat defending the turreted wall of the castle above. This surprising feature, which will not be seen unless searched for, will doubtless be readily explained by geologists or antiquaries. To the unlearned beholder, it seems likely to be the result of some ancient natural convulsion that caused the side of the fell to slip downwards a few yards before coming to rest. This ditch is also bounded on its far side by a parallel ridge or parapel, narrow and an interesting walk, beyond which the fell side plunges down almost precipitously to the valley, falling in juniper-clad crags. Care is necessary when exploring the boulder-strewn depressions on the summit, especially if the rocks are greasy. There are many good natural shelters here, and some dangerous clefts and fissures and holes, so well protected from the weather that summit flowers are to be found in bloom in their recesses as late as midwinter. The southwest side of the summit ridge consists mainly of bracken slopes and are of little interest to the upper reaches. Now for some personal notes in conclusion. Thank you, dear walker. I do hope you've enjoyed this walk in the Lake District, while not with Wainwright himself, but in the spirit of the man. It is with the final words of Book 3 that I should like to close. I must hasten now to the Scarfells, noblest of Lakeland's cathedrals, while good health and appreciation of beauty and simple reverence and gratitude remain with me. For when I have lost these blessings, I shall have little left. This one lesson above all others, the hills have taught me. New Year, 1958. A.W. Please take care, and have a pleasant and safe descent. For more news about the Lake District and Wainwright, visit www.golakes.co.uk. or www.wainwright.org.uk or www.francislincoln.com.